as people become more comfortable using technology, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're proficient at it. What's the difference between people who are really good at it and the people who use it to get by?
There's a tremendous difference, because you're talking about the difference between having loads and loads of information and then having the right piece of information. You can have all the books in the world on a topic. Okay, let's say you're interested in bowling and you can buy every book on bowling that ever existed. Does that mean that you're going to get the best book, or that you'll ever read the best book, or that you'll ever have the best idea on the idea of bowling? Not necessarily. In terms of information, you're talking more about quality than quantity. You do not want a vast amount of information. You want the best information. And the people who are just gathering all the links possible on a particular idea because they're interested in it are not necessarily getting the best stuff. It's the people who take the time to look at a website or look at a piece of information and say, yes, this is in the appropriate context for my interests, or, you know what, this is interesting, but it's not what I'm looking for. The people who take that time to make that evaluation are what we call information literate.
As we hear about search engines, Google being working their algorithms to become better at anticipating what it is we're going to need, you're saying that the importance of having a human brain applied to that is vital.
Exactly. And that's because most search engines run on the concept of keyword relevance. When you put in terms, when you're trying to find something on velociraptors, what a search engine does typically is simply look for websites that contain those words. And the higher volume of times that that word appears, then ostensibly to the search engine, the better that website might be for your stuff. So that's what it's going to push to the top. If this website has 100 occurrences of that word, it must be the best, right? Not necessarily, because search engines don't understand context. They don't understand the particular need of the user. And no offense to technology, I don't see yet technology that reads our minds.
The generation of now mostly college students as being digital native, how would you contrast them to any generation that goes before?
It has to do with the ubiquity of technology. And I'm not talking about just, you know, gaming consoles, but I was born in 1979. I don't think there was a computer in my house until I was 18. Most kids who come to college now, they grew up with a computer in the house, with internet access. And so they had that access. They had that ability to get on there and navigate around and surf the web. I didn't have that. Most people didn't. And it has to do with how saturated they are in that experience. And really and truly, it doesn't even stop there. It also has to do with how mobile these devices have come. You know, that first computer in my house was a big, chunky desktop. Most students who come to school now have laptops, and now you're seeing the tablets, and it's getting smaller, and therefore it's traveling farther, and they're able to do more in remote places.
So what can the rest of us learn from that ease of use?
It can be accomplished. You don't have to be afraid of the technology. You just have to be smart about it. And I go back to what I said about doing good research. It takes time. If you don't have contact with technology regularly, then you're not going to be good at it. Everything takes practice. And the more practice, the more contact you have, the better with it you're going to be. You just have to be willing to invest the time. You know, that's, again, the difference between people who are just sort of comfortable with it, getting by, and the people who are really good at it.
You're also a living example of how people who work in library science have changed in a generation. Talk a little bit about the changing perception of what a librarian is.
Well, I think most people would apply to that stereotype with the bun and the glasses and the long skirts. And, of course, this is a radio show, but I've got real short, dark hair and a lot of piercings. And right now I think I'm wearing capri pants that stop at my knee. Our jobs have not changed. Our jobs are still and have always been to connect people with the right information. The only thing that has really changed has been the means of access. We've gone from a predominantly print sort of generation, which is some of the librarians that taught me to be a librarian, to the librarians that you're seeing today who have grown up with mostly electronic resources. And I really think that the best librarians are the ones kind of like myself who bridge that gap. I came through college using as much print as I did electronic stuff. And those are really the best ones because they're not afraid of either. They don't think that print is useless. They don't sing all the praises of electronic. But then the other side of that is that they don't look at electronic as being evil and print as being the Holy Grail.
We'll talk about that, though, because a lot of people are predicting the demise of print, the demise of the book. There are e-readers. Everything is so many things seem to be becoming electronic. Is print going away?
Not as far as I can tell. Some of my friends would say, yeah, but go look at all the books on her shelf. But I'm a librarian. I'm the wrong example of that. No, I don't think print is going away. There are a lot of people who still talk about how wonderful it is to hold a book in their hand and how that experience itself can never be replicated in an e-reader. And also, yes, they're getting a little cheaper now, but most e-readers are still pretty expensive. But you can go on Amazon and buy a paperback book for 10 cents. You know, that experience is wonderful in and of itself. Again, depends on what you're willing to invest in. You know, my parents love audiobooks, but they also love print books. We will never be able to convince them to buy an e-reader. I think I have as many print books as I have e-books. I don't think print is going away because people still like that tactile experience, and reading is a tactile experience.
Megan Lowe is the coordinator of public services at the University of Louisiana at Monroe Library. She's also a reference librarian and an expert in information literacy. Megan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Glad to come and talk.